Oh shit. Are you still on stream or?
Of course.
Oh fuck. All right. Never
Fuck is that you talking
This
about?
conversation dead and rip.
That quick, that conversation.
That shit
Yeah,
dead
no.
now. Fuck.
It's gonna get too ignorant for
Yeah.
that
No. No. We can't do this. We can't do this.
Kyrie, what's cracking with you, brother?
Not much, man.
Kyrie,
I
I
hear
know you
you.
love a ratchet bitch, man. I think
Here
you
we
could
go.
date a chick like Ari, man. That
Who,
seems
me?
like your type, yeah. Where you from, Kyrie?
I'm from South Carolina, but I'll be in Chicago sometime.
Yeah, you seem like you down with a to date a chick like you know Ari.
Sir,
What's going on?
I date quality women, sir. Okay?
What do
Let's
you
not
call
go there.
quality? Because you know some people would say she's quality.
And you know,
who are those some?
I would say
I ain't gonna lie to you. Hood niggas do love hood bitches, bro. Yo,
no, no, facts,
like,
facts.
Bro, I'm
yeah,
telling
I
you.
Love hood bitches.
And I ain't gonna lie.
Wait,
you know,
who
she
said they love hood bitches?
I wasn't the biggest fan of her, but when she bought that nigga 32 acres, I was kind of like, yeah, hey, I don't see these other bitches buying 32 acres.
Wait,
what,
hold on, hold on.
What
she
about when
was
she
for
put G Herbo in cuffs?
For money there.
What about when she
Oh,
put G Herbo in cuffs?
Yo,
what about when
I
she
need to
put
stop
G Herbo in cuffs?
disrespecting
What'd you say?
What about when she put G Herbo in cuffs? You wasn't a big fan of her then?
Like I said, I wasn't a big fan of her to begin with, but once I saw her buy 32 acres and give it to a nigga, I was kind of like, hey, or, I mean, hey.
That's some legit ass shit, yeah.
No,
hey, let me
kinda,
ask
you. You know, she called Tiana in his phone, man. That's why she put him in cuffs. She called Tiana in his phone.
Wait, let me ask y'all a question. Is someone like Ari, is she ratchet or is she toxic? Because she did put G Herbo in cuffs.
I think ratchet.
Both.
Ratchet.
Ratchet.
Maybe
whoa,
both.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not put ratchet and toxic in the same thing. Like, because it's not.
Nah, he's
all right, give
us
a difference.
Yeah,
What's the difference?
Way different than ratchet.
Yo, listen.
But they're not
he said ratchet or toxic. You know what I'm saying?
You could be both. You could be both. But
Bro.
Let's be honest. Most humans with a vagina are toxic.
No, explain.
Oh
you gotta
God,
explain the difference.
That's facts. That's facts.
Right. How can
that's
you not?
Facts, bro.
Yeah, you gotta be toxic if you worry about pH balance. Niggas don't gotta worry about pH balance. I do.
Wait, so you're saying all women are toxic?
All women have to have some toxicity. They gotta worry about pH balance. That's
bro,
a sign.
That's
facts.
Toxic,
that's facts.
I don't know. Let me ask a question. So, is toxic, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? She caught you messaging somebody. She caught you messaging a girl on Discord, and now Jeez. She broke your phone. Is that toxic or is that ratchet?
Oh, that's toxic.
I'm not even about to Discord with it, but yo, act. Any type of action in which communication is not clear or concise will lead to toxic behavior.
Nah.
Aggressive.
Nah, I'm gonna be honest. Yo, the toxic shit that happened when I was with Angelica, I don't think the regular girl does, bro. I noticed because
nah,
I've done the
nah.
same thing to
nah,
other girls and it never happened.
Only you didn't realize that was going to happen to you, bro.
No.
Yo,
all right, no, fuck that part. Hold on.
Yeah, that's
yo,
a fact. That's
yo,
a fact.
No,
tell.
I'm talking about
Hold
toxicness,
on.
though.
That's a fact.
The real question is, did you ever fix that hole in that door?
That's a good question.
No,
you?
No, that door was done. I paid for a new one. You hear what I'm
you
saying,
paid
though?
For a new one?
Yo, here's the thing. Here's the thing between ratchet and toxic. I think ratchet is the innate behavior that enables toxic, right? So a girl has to have it in her that she's probably down to do something that she might go to jail to get toxic. So a girl who gonna break your window, break into your house, try to stab you, she gotta have it in her mind to say, fuck it, I don't care if I go to jail, I'm gonna make this motherfucker feel it. So that's
what
that means she probably pushed her to the edge.
Hold on. Slow down, act. Listen, what about Amber Heard right now, nigga? Do you think that she's ratchet? Because she definitely toxic, nigga. Are you sure about that? You wanna die on that hill?
Amber Heard is a fucking liar. Okay, she's toxic. She's toxic, but I can't say ratchet. I'm gonna tell you what ratchet would be. Ratchet is like, give me some examples. Like ratchet would
twerking
be
working on the Toyota Camry. That's ratchet.
Yeah, like ratchet would be like fucking. Ratchet would be like embarrassing her, like embarrassing him, like you know what I mean. Like I don't know, like say she thinks he messing with one of the PAs or somebody at work while he's on a movie set. Her showing up and just doing some ignorant shit. You know what I mean? Just ratchet, like showing out, just making shit, just like you know. bringing that hood mentality to everywhere, including places where it shouldn't be.
No, of course. I just wanted to check you on that because, like, you was talking about, you have to be ratchet first, then toxic.
No, no, like, no. For certain type of toxicity, yeah. For certain types, all right. Nigga, you got to be a little bit. If a bitch about to ruin your car, there's a little ratchetness there, bro.
Ratchet comes from environment. Toxicity.
But, hold on, I got a question.
Wait. Let my man finish right there. You said ratchet comes from where?
Ratchet comes from the environment. You know what I'm saying? Where you raised. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And then you say toxic comes from where?
That shit comes from, like, you born with that shit. Like, you either toxic or you're not toxic. A bitch gonna be toxic or she not gonna be toxic.
Wait, are you born with being toxic or does a relationship make you toxic? Because I'm gonna tell you honestly, dealing with toxic women, this is what they all told me. They always say this. Now there's a cop out. They say, you drove me to do this.
Listen, you gotta understand, right? A lot of these bitches are irresponsible. They will not accept any level of I did something wrong. Something else must have pushed me. You have to understand, they got that victim shit. Like, it's not that some relationship made them go crazy. It's just they've always been crazy and they were put in a situation where they feel like, all right, this crazy is justified, so they did the crazy shit.
Niggas like crazy though. Let's not get that. Niggas who like to make girls go crazy, bro. Stop it. Of course. I want my bitch to hit them in their mouth. Wait. Who say he want their girl to hit them in their mouth? I don't want to go in on niggas on their personal life.
The nigga who says he want his girl to hit him in his mouth is the one who broke the girl bad that when y'all don't work out, she start hitting every nigga in her mouth.
Facts.
She put her hands on you, and because you on some reverse cuck shit that you like it, she started putting hands on everybody till she run into a real nigga who don't know how to control his emotion, so he violate her.
Man, rip this a Mary shirt up, bitch. Don't be trying to talk to me.
Wait, you want her to rip
your... The toxic behavior stems from trauma. Like, if a woman is being toxic, that means, like, she's been through something traumatic that's stemming her to be that way. Plus, if she's being toxic with you, you are enabling that behavior. That's my theory.
Wait, is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
Say your name. Niggas don't know you. Come on now.
It's Iman. Hi.
All right, it's Iman. Okay. All right. Bet. Okay. Oh, so, wow. Wait, Iman, have you ever been toxic with a dude?
Of course.
What's the worst thing you've done?
You said what?
What's the craziest thing you've done?
Damn. I don't know if I could say it on here. I would say, like, okay, maybe the craziest thing.
You ain't
thing
shoot
I've
at
done,
no nigga.
I would
now,
actually say.
Fuck this home.
But I'll say another level of crazy. Another level of crazy would be I had thrown his mailbox as well as slashing his tires.
You threw the whole mailbox?
Wait,
that ain't toxic, nigga. That's easy.
I knew he was important mail. And he lives in the city. That's not toxic. I'm gonna just toss your mailbox.
Yo, the nigga who said that's not toxic, what's toxic to you, fool?
That's toxic and federal.
Toxic. Yeah, what you gonna do is toxic. I be like Future, bro. I have to manipulate their minds, make them feel like they fucking up. That's what I do.
Toxic is playing with my money. You gotta play with my money to be toxic. Like, bitch, you pull my cheese.
Nah.
Yeah, toxic is a relative term because every man has a different, you know, issue in which a bitch can manipulate to get a nigga to react.
Okay. Is this toxic? And if it's not toxic, do you prefer this, right? Is it toxic if she goes after, like, say she tries to fuck, like, I don't know, like, say she pulls a knife on you rather than, you know, fucks up your money. So she tries to harm you rather than fuck up your money. Is that toxic? And is that something you can forgive? So I'm trying to figure out what level of toxicity y'all
My girl put a knife on my back in my sleep. On my mama, she did.
Hey, yo.
Hey, you stay away?
Oh, God.
That shit is toxic, bro.
That's toxic.
Nigga, that's
bro.
And she be we've been together for 6 years. How that toxic?
Wait. You've been with her for 6 years and she pulled a knife on you?
Yes. That's next level of crazy.
Bro, nah, but like that's the thing. He knew what he was doing. See, that's the thing. We can't say certain shit is toxic when you know what type of people you dealing with.
Brother. Yeah, no. Hold on, hold on. Why, why put Kyrie. In position is that Kyrie who said that? Yo. Okay. So let me use this public example because I don't know what this other nigga been talking about. This shit like, seem extreme. Let's talk about Black China. Black China.
That's toxic, bitch. Don't put no gun on my
head. That's toxic. Number one, let's be real. We talking about a well-documented cokehead. So this is a different type of issue altogether.
Right.
I feel like
China is a bad excuse for irrational emotional decisions because it all stems from emotion.
That's true.
So I feel like good-ass definition. Right. So I feel like when you do some dumb shit, like mad off the top and like from emotion, that shit is considered toxic.
Yeah, sometimes a coke.
Like, with not much thinking behind it. Like, you know, bro, in the moment.
Okay, what could y'all forgive, though? What level of toxicity? Yo, my man said his girl pulled a knife on him while he was sleeping. He clearly forgave her because he called her his girl. What level of toxicity? Name the most extreme shit some chick did to you that you either say, you know what, I'm going to forgive her another chance.
Send me to jail.
Hey, Kendrick can't even say the toxic stuff. His girl fucked his uncle. That's toxic.
Expose him, nigga.
Is fucking somebody's uncle toxic or just a psychopath shit, man? Come on now.
That's toxic, nigga. That ain't toxic.
If you forgive them, that's toxic.
Yo, Ak, is Ari toxic? No, she's not toxic. That's a real bitch.
She She's not toxic.
She look out for
Ari.
Bro,
how is she?
You ain't seen her fucking with no other nigga.
If she's violent in any way, she's toxic.
Wait. Hold on. Real quick. This is my case, and then y'all can respond. This is my case to Ari being toxic, and this is the definition of what I'm talking about. When she went on that podcast and she said she likes to pack her bag like she's leaving, and she waits till he pulls out his gun, like she's enabling him to do something. Like she only reacts. Hold on, if your girl only reacts to you being violent or you at that point near violence, she's toxic, and that's a toxic relationship.
So you think that's my definition of toxic.
To get a reaction out of you. Like women that do shit to get a reaction out of you, that's toxic. Like women that cry, you know what I'm saying, to get their way, that's a toxic trait.
Women that try to hit, that's toxic. Go ahead. Because as a man,
if you doing something to get a rise out of a woman, that's just an effeminate behavior. I don't really consider that toxic, right? But for women,
you can play the game too.
That's y'all. But when they do that crying shit, when they do that, trying to get mad, trying to pack their bags like they leaving, all that shit to try to get you to react emotionally, them is all toxic traits. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this though.
Now I agree with that.
What did you do to make her feel like she needed to?
Oh, this thing on a psychotherapist shit, man.
Honestly, we gotta be real. Yeah. Like, A lot of this shit comes down to communication.
It really don't matter because no matter what somebody does, that don't mean you got to respond in certain ways.
Kyrie, let me ask you a question.
Respond fucked up just because they did something.
Kyrie, I'll ask you a question. Kyrie, hold on one second. Kyrie, is there anything a woman could do to get you to put your hands on her? I'm going by your logic. There is. What is that? What would that be?
Hit me in my sleep.
No, you don't do that. What? Kyrie tripping, nigga.
I mean,
the reason I ask for that is because if you answer yes,
you might get stiff arm to a wall.
You niggas never been like cracked in y'all jaw while y'all was asleep. What the fuck y'all niggas
no.
doing?
No,
what?
Nah, whoever you said that cracked in your jaw while you sleep.
I had to grab Shorty and shake her. I had to shake her like a tambourine. Like,
yo, whoever who said getting cracked in your jaw while you sleep, that nigga is a true cheater, man. Listen, only a real yes. cheater gets cracked in your jaw because she done found out for the third time, nigga. She got it. She can't even wait till you get up, nigga. Fuck your dreams, nigga.
Nah, my bitch was outside my door, 12 hours, nigga, waiting on me, nigga, because I got caught. Oh, God.
Bruh.
Hey, check this out. Yo, I never got hit in my sleep, but this one time, my chick was telling me to wake up. I wouldn't wake up. Nigga, she poured like a gallon of water in my face while I was sleeping.
That's almost evil, nigga. That's crazy.
Nigga, that shit was evil as fuck, bro. That's the most evil, toxic shit I ever seen.
Hey, yo,
you should waterboard you, nigga.
Hey, I wasn't, I wasn't even cheating. I was just trapping. I had a job, but I had a trap house at the same time. And she was like mad that I'd be at the trap all night, come in, try to get right before work. She like, I was like, I ain't going to work today. Fuck it. Nigga, she came.
How mad at you, grind?
I'm not toxic, bro. She was trying to support you, nigga. See,
wait. Be honest. Were you
toxic because they don't want to go to work?
Were you fucking another girl on the side?
Bro, she's trying to waterboard him. What the fuck you mean?
She probably thought this nigga was hot,
bro. That's a torture technique.
She probably thought this nigga was dead.
Hey, I had vacation time, PTO, man. She had to do it.
Yo, I got a question for academics.
Yeah, yo, what's going on?
Yo, first I just want to say, big fan. I donated over $200 to you on Twitch and YouTube. Just one quick off-topic question. 6ix9ine, he's the first artist to go 2 for 2 on the Hot 100.
Oh my God.
Nah, he wildin'.
Wait, no. Yeah, now get off.
We talking about women. You bring it up 6ix9ine, bro.
Paul. Let him talk.
Yo, let him finish his question, nigga.
Yeah. Six Nine, he's the first artist to go 2 for 2 on the Hot 100 while being blackballed. Nobody ever did that. Tory Lanez, he's also blackballed.